Hey, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Robin. I hope you're enjoying your long weekend. It's the last day before school starts, and it sucks. But that's okay. I'm hoping that everyone who's returning to Vancouver from wherever they were to go to school have a good time getting their apartments ready. It's moving day. All this stuff's happening, so my goal for this term is to think about school as little as possible. We'll see how that goes. I have a pretty loaded show coming up for you guys. I'm just right now waiting for something to finish loading online. So my special 20-minute piece I have here by Marshall McLuhan will have to wait till later on in the show. But that's okay. I will start today with some Aphex Twin, but not played by Richard D. James, actually played by Acoustica. The album's called Alarmal Sound, and this was released in 2005. And the track I'm going to be playing for you is called Cliffs. Now, this group, Acoustica, is a 20-member chamber orchestra, so instead of being electronic, everything you're going to be hearing is acoustic, hence the name. They've also done music by Steve Reich, David Lang, John Adams. And this was released on Cantaloupe Music. So if you, here we go. Cliffs by Aphex Twin, done by Acoustica.
Thank you. first lady.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
All right, welcome back. So that was Acoustica's version of Aphex Twin's Cliffs from Alarm Will Sound. And up next, I will be playing The Medium is the Massage by Marshall McLuhan. Marshall McLuhan, if you don't know, was a Canadian educator, philosopher, scholar. He's born in Edmonton in 1911, and I believe he did die in 1980. And he's done a lot of work on the study of verbal arts and communication and technology. And he studied the influence of communication media independent of their content. The slogan, "The medium is the massage," refers to the effect of communications media on people. And the book with that title, initiated by Quentin Fior, explores the idea that media are extensions of our human senses, bodies, and minds. In 1967, which is also the same year that the book was published, Columbia Records also made an audio recording of this book, and in an attempt to convert visual into oral. And I do believe that Fior did have a lot of elaborate illustrations that went along with the original book that was published in 67. And Marshall McLuhan did get to be a member of the Order of Canada. And I think that happened, in the 60s. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, so here's side A of The Medium is the Massage. And next week I will be playing side B. And I hope you enjoy it.
How do you like it so far?
This last week was like a total breakdown.
I wouldn't be seen dead with a living work of art.
Nowadays, a fact is what has been translated into words of images. Those qualities, these forms to combine facts abstractly upon opinion's public face is wit.
Drop this jiggery pokery and talk straight turkey. The word is out.
It goes without saying.
I'm not too often concerned about this. It's just a phase.
Yeah, how about that?
There'll probably be some music, but we'll manage to find a quiet corner where we can talk.
Professor McLuhan is...
Our time is a time for crossing barriers, for erasing old categories, for probing around. when two seemingly disparate elements are imaginatively posed, put in apposition in new and unique ways, startling discoveries often result. Medium of our time,
electric circuitry.
Profoundly involves men with one another. Information pours instantaneously, as soon as information is required, very rapidly placed by still newer information. Our electrically configured world has forced us to move from the habit of data classification. No longer build pattern recognition block by block. We can no longer build serial block by block. Because instant communication ensures that all factors of the environment and of experience coexist in a state of active intellect. Active intellect.
There ain't no grammatical errors in a non-literate society.
All media work us over completely. They are so pervasive in their
personal,
political,
economic,
aesthetic,
psychological,
moral,
ethical,
and social consequences that they leave no part of us untouched, unaffected, unaltered. The medium is the massage.
The medium is the massage.
Any understanding of social and cultural change is impossible without a knowledge of the way media work as environments.
Everything we do is music.
McLuhan will be doing once he's there next year or later this year.
We have, there's a friend of mine at Fordham who's on the faculty, and he's writing a booklet called What to Do Until McLuhan Comes. Yeah. Nice. We can't.
The French make a distinction. This is
I believe it. I really believe it.
For another program.
It's kind of incredible and things like that. Because he's a very unlikely hero.
Until writing was invented, man lived in acoustic space, boundless, directionless, horizonless, in the dark of the mind, in the world of emotion, by primordial intuition, by terror. Speech is a social chart of this bog.
The wrath of Achilles is my theme. That fatal wrath which, in fulfillment of the will of Zeus, brought the Achaeans so much suffering and sent gallant souls of many noblemen to Hades, leaving their bodies as carrion for the dogs and passing birds. Let us begin, goddess of song, with the angry parting that took place between Agamemnon, king of men, and the great Achilles, son of Peleus.
Which of the gods was it that made them quarrel?
Discovery of the alphabet will create forgetfulness in the learner's souls, because they will not use their memory.
We don't know who discovered water, but we're pretty sure it wasn't the fish.
I believe it. I really believe it.
The goose quill put an end to talk. It abolished mystery. It gave architecture and towns, it brought roads and armies, bureaucracy. It was the basic metaphor with which the cycle of civilization began. The step from the dark into the light of the mind. The hand that filled the parchment page built a city.
We shape our tools, and thereafter our tools, epos.
Whence did the wondrous mystic art arise? Of painting speech and speaking to the eyes.
that we, by tracing magic lines, are taught how to embody and to color thought.
Writing did not merely record language. It was a totally new medium of expression and communication which the spoken word came in turn to imitate. Writing encouraged an analytical mode of thinking with emphasis upon lineality.
Once more, please.
The trouble is I keep thinking of improvements on these passages all the time. With emphasis upon lineality, continuity, and connectedness. In other words, visuality.
Where is A? It precedes B. And B follows A and precedes C.
Writing was an embalming process that froze language. It eliminated the art of ambiguity and made puns the lowest form of wit.
Should all Aquinas be forgot?
The expert is the man who stays put.
Soon all that will be required of us will be 1 hour's work a year.
Writing destroyed word linkages.
Might
the
be a word.
Simultaneous interrelation between many levels
instance,
of meaning
Marshall
of words
himself,
have to be sacrificed to keeping everything moving on a single plane on one level. The word became the static symbol, applicable to and separate from that which is symbolized.
People should do about
it now belonged to the objective world. It could be seen. It was a thing. Now came the distinction between being and meaning.
Baby, this thing is bigger than all of us.
Often we don't know what we think until a question is put to us.
Says that all he's doing is describing, not...
John? John who?
Doesn't make very many value judgments or suggestions about what people should do about these things.
Show me something.
For instance,
new.
Marshall himself
says
that
again.
All he's doing is describing, not prescribing.
Every new technology creates a new environment in which men live and work. The technology of the alphabet and of movable type. Printing. Predisposed us to think and act in certain ways. Printing extended the emphasis upon lineality. It fostered and encouraged a fragmenting process. A process of specialism and of detachment, a habit of thinking in bits and parts, and step by step. Printing completely changed everything. It changed what men thought of themselves, how they behaved toward each other. It changed systems of government, and so on, and so on, and so on.
And so on, and so on, and so on.
You know, the most favorable moment to seize a man and influence him is when he's alone in the mass.
Printing technology confirmed and extended the new visual stress. It provided the first uniformly repeatable commodity, the first assembly line, mass production. It created the portable book, which men could read in privacy and in isolation from others. Man could now inspire and conspire. It was the print-oriented genius of the Western world that created an applied knowledge and technology unrivaled in human history and learned to manipulate matter, energy, and human life by breaking down every useful process into its functional parts, then producing any required number of each part.
You're feeling like you was lost in the bush, boy?
Just as pre-shaped parts became components of, say, an airplane, human specialists became components of a great social machine.
Compartmentalization of occupations. Compartmentalization of occupations and interests bring about. Compartmentalization of occupations and interests. Bring about a separation of that mode of activity.
Well, guys, clocking it at $40,000 a year, coming up to Marshall with a copy of the book in their hand, asking for an autograph with absolutely the same degree of abandon and awe that they would do to Willie Mays.
The Balinese have a saying: we have no art, we do everything as well as we can. As we move into the world of integral, computerized knowledge...
But on your right, the lovely, remastered mating grounds where 1963...
Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate.
Each of these entities is then assigned its own place in which it must reside.
Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate to the speeds with which data can now be processed. We are moving out of the world of data classification into the world of pattern recognition.
The highest purpose is to have no purpose at all. This puts one in accord with nature
and her manner of operation.
Why did the Moan take a ladder to church?
Like easel painting, printed book added much to the cult of the individual. The private fixed point of view became possible. Literacy conferred the power of detachment, of non-involvement. There's a story which illustrates the kind of pun is not customary in literary society.
David Ogilvy, the advertiser.
The story of the Boy Scout who helped a nun across the street.
Tends to begin all his memos with...
And the nun thanked the lad, who replied, "That's all right, madam. Any relative of Batman's a friend of mine." The visual pattern of the sculptured costume, starched costume of the nun, bears a certain structural relation to Batman's costume, so that the strange bridge between the nun and Batman is a bit of pattern recognition or visual punning. Visual punning, as opposed to mere verbal punning, is something that is beginning to happen again in our electronic time, and it is one of the pet activities of Eskimos. They delight in spotting visual puns in the ordinary environment in various materials.
Such as?
Stone. They delight to see a configuration in a stone that resembles a walrus tusk or a...
Do you like your job, Professor McLuhan?
America was able to develop and apply swiftly all the consequences of printing in the book, the newspaper, and by extension the assembly line in industry and organization and markets, because there was no backlog of obsolete technology to be liquidated first. Europeans had to struggle through a long, painful period in order to clear enough room to exploit the new print technology.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
Okay, now once more with more expression, Irving.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
Now hold it. That's part of the script.
Our Renaissance legacy was the vanishing point, the single static viewpoint of the limited optical science of the time. This single piercing view demanded a central point of interest and an undisturbed, restful symmetry to either side of it.
This is the place to see it from, Phyllis.
Good.
The eye, it cannot choose but see. We cannot bid the ear be still. Our bodies feel where'er they be, against or with our will.
Those who write the anatomy of experience...
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of culture.
These divisions in here...
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of culture.
Nature.
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of cultures.
I've never been here before.
Now for the evidence, said the king, and then the sentence. "None," said the queen, "first the sentence and then the evidence." "Nonsense," cried Alice so loudly that everybody jumped. "The idea of having the sentence first."
The alphabet is a construct of fragmented bits and parts which have no semantic meaning in themselves. It must be strung together in a line, bead-like, and in a prescribed order. Its use fostered and encouraged the habit of perceiving all environment in visual and spatial terms, particularly in terms of a space and of a time that are uniform cut into what is and compared. The line, that good old reliable continuum, became the organizing principle of life.
Advanced systems of so-called typesetting really get going.
So then I think that it would be very, very simple to, and inexpensive, and quite reasonable to simply record conversation
yeah.
with all.
We habitually say, I don't follow you.
They're chopping and groping. Yeah.
The new principle, how does that grab you, is a more involved, multi-sensuous approach to the problem of meaning.
And as we begin, so shall we go.
Rationality and logic came to depend on the presentation of connected and sequential facts or concepts. For many people, rationality still has the connotation of uniformity and connectedness. I don't follow you means I don't think what you're saying is rational. How does that grab you?
I still don't follow you.
Indeed, even our tests for sanity often assume that the line is present in nature and must be discovered or given visual existence.
Typography crack, the voices of silence.
Take it easy, but take it.
What has been worked over to give it a general character, very, very few people can experience directly.
We are proud of our museums, where we display a way of living that we have made impossible.
The railway radically altered the personal outlooks and patterns of social interdependence. It bred and nurtured the American dream. It created totally new urban, social, and family worlds, new ways of work, new ways of management, new legislation.
Conkadook, he'll do.
As the new electric technologies come into play, people are less and less convinced of the importance of self-expression. Teamwork succeeds private effort. Ours is the first age in which many thousands of the best trained minds have made it a full-time business to get inside the collective public mind. To get inside in order to manipulate, exploit, control.
The art of the speaker consists in compressing all of his aims into slogans.
We shape our tools, then thereafter our tools shape us.
What'll happen when intelligence is recognized as a global resource?
How do you like it so far?
So, that was The Medium is the Massage, Marshall McLuhan. And, let's move on. That was excellent, though. I'm going to be playing something by a Canadian group called The Electric Arc now. This is from their Wolf This EP, and using analog electric instruments, they create a sound that blurs the boundaries between electronic, house, and rock. And if you're in Castlegar, British Columbia, there's a concert on Friday. Okay, let's see. What is an electric arc? It's a luminous charge formed when a strong current jumps a gap in a circuit between two electrodes. Okay. So the song, I couldn't find the name of the song I'm going to be playing, but it is the first track off the EP. So here we go.
We'll be right back.
I think today's show has been a lot about really strange juxtapositions. We started out with some electronic stuff, and then acoustic stuff, and then some old stuff, and then some crazy electronic stuff again. So, well, I guess here's another one. Here's another strange segue. I'm going to be playing something by Diane LaBrosse and Martin Tetreault, and it's from the album they released called Parasites. And this is a very strange little improvised thing they've put together here. It's very quiet, really quiet at times. So they're working with Abstract Elements and turntables, and they're actually a duo from Canada, from Quebec. They've also worked together with Iku Mori, who is a Japanese/American composer. Very great stuff. I love her stuff, too. And Tetreault has also worked with Kid Koala, and they came out with an album last year that was recorded at Victoriaville in Quebec. That was really good, too. It was a live show. So here, I'm going to be playing a Coal Eye. It's the 11th track on the CD. Enjoy.
This was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out into the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Okay, welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin, and you're listening to Martin Tetreault and Diane LaBrosse, Parasites. Let's see, only got about 10 minutes left. 5 o'clock, there's going to be News 101, and then Career Fast Track at 5:30, followed by Son of Night Dreams today, I believe, Jolly John Tanner. And then at 7:30, Radio Freak Act, Gary Kay, and then the Jazz Show tonight at 9 to midnight. And that's followed by Vengeance is Mine with Trevor Fielding. So, okay, I'm going to be playing something by a group called Cloudland Canyon now from their album Lie in Light. And this was released this year on Cranky Records. And they are from Memphis and Brooklyn, and actually one of them's from Germany as well. And they're influenced by German electro music from the 70s and field recordings, technology, tradition, and intense imagery. So I'm going to be playing the third track from their CD. It's called You and I. We'll be right back. All right, last song of the day. It's by Fuck Buttons. Album's called Street Horsing. And they're from the UK. There's two of them, Benjamin John Power and Andrew Hung. And this is their first full album. Their music sounds pretty droney, sort of the minimalist electronic sort of vibe here. And they are actually playing a concert at the Commodore on Granville on September 6th. So if you like what you hear, you can check them out. I'm going to be playing Ribs Out, because that's it. The end of my show, The Rib, and I'm out. See ya.